All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, or at least by now, just about everybody that is a baseball fan has seen the controversial play from last night's Game 2 of the National League Divisional Series between the New York Mets and Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, the play that I am mentioning is the play in the bottom of the seventh inning when Dodgers second baseman Chase Utley took out Mets shortstop Ruben Tejada as he was attempting to break up a double play. Now, in the situation, the Mets were leading in the contest by a score of 2-1. The Dodgers had first and third with one man out, and Utley was initially called out at second base, and the Dodgers did tie the game. Now, as Tejada laid on the ground, we did not know the severity of his injury. Mets trainer Ray Ramirez went out to the field to check on Tejada, and he was unable to put any weight on his leg. Tejada was then carted off of the field, and he was diagnosed with suffering a fractured tibia. Now, during the play, or after the play in the aftermath, the Dodgers looked at the play. They had the umpires review the play, and it showed that Tejada, his foot was not on the bag. Thus, they called Chase Utley safe at second base, and then the Dodgers had first and second with one out. They had already scored one run to tie it up at two, and they would go on to score three more runs in the inning as they won this contest by the score of 5-2. It was a very controversial play for this because you look at middle infielders, and this goes back so many years in Major League Baseball, they typically get what is known as the neighborhood play. And the neighborhood play consists of the infielder having his foot in the vicinity of second base. It's a judgment call on the part of the umpire to give him the neighborhood play as he is trying to get out of the way of the incoming runner to try to get the baseball to first base. Now, in this case, the neighborhood play was not given to Tejada, and you look at the play, it was a very dirty play. You have a guy in Chase Utley that did not begin his slide until he reached second base. With that said, Utley never made a play on second base. He was solely going at Tejada. Now, if MLB had the opportunity to review this play, as they did, somebody in their control center in New York City should have seen that and called Utley out and then called the runner out at first base due to the fact of the interference on the part of Utley. Now, if that was the case, it would have been 2-1 in favor of the Mets going to the eighth inning. And that, to me, I think that totally changes what could have become of this game, because you look at a Mets club that was staring a 2-0 lead in the series right in the face. And you look at the Dodgers, they had already lost game one at home with Clayton Kershaw on the mound. They could not have afforded to lose game number two at home with Zach Greinke going for them, and then have to turn around and go to Citi Field in Queens for game three and face Matt Harvey of the Mets. It would have been very tough for the Dodgers to come back and defeat the Mets in three straight games. Now the Dodgers have been given second life, so to speak. But lost in the play is this. Terry Collins went out there, the Mets manager, and argued the play. I expected at some point, you know, that there might have been a physical altercation between both of these clubs after that. That was not the case. I mean, it is a different era of Major League Baseball. A lot of guys between teams are friends, so there's not as much animosity as it has been in generations past. But you look at Joe Torre, who is the MLB's Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations, and this is something that he oversees, and he oversees the officiating. And for him, in his post-game press conference, to say that, you know what, the officials got this right, Joe, you got it wrong. You're looking at Joe Torre, that played Major League Baseball as an infielder for numerous years. He managed the St. Louis Cardinals, the New York Yankees, the Atlanta Braves, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the New York Mets. So he knows his way around the baseball diamond. And anytime that a guy makes a play on the infielder and not on the bag or the base itself, that's interference. Plain and simple. Now, as far as Joe Torre, he is trying to cover up for his guys. But at this point, Major League Baseball has to send a message to a guy like Chase Utley. And they also have to send a message to other players around the league. They're talking about adjusting this rule during the Arizona Fall League. But you know what? Now you're looking at a situation with the Mets. They've lost a guy for the rest of their postseason. We don't know how long their postseason is going to be, but they've lost their best defensive shortstop. You have a guy in Chase Utley more than likely that's going to retire after this season anyway. So there's really nothing there as far as potential ramifications. You look at a guy that during the incident, he tried to play it off as if he was hurt, but once he found out that he was given second base, he appeared pretty healthy when he went back out to second base, and he appeared even more healthy when he was rounding third base to score the go-ahead and eventual game-winning run for the Dodgers in the bottom of the seventh. So, of course, the Dodgers are going to say it's a clean play because it was one of their guys, and it helped them in winning a baseball game. But when you look at the actual logic of it, it's a very dirty play. Chase Utley wants to claim that this is what he's taught, how to break up plays since he was a kid in baseball. You can break up plays in baseball, but you still want to try to go out there and make a play on the base, not the player. That is a big part of this right here, and that is where a lot of people have problems at this. Now, MLB implemented instant replay, and instant replay should be in place to correct problems like this. The umpires, as well as the control center in New York City, should have seen this play and said, you know what, there's interference on the part of Utley, and call both runners out. Inning over, you go to the top of the eighth inning. Now, what you have in place right now, this is already a very tight series. You're going to have an electric atmosphere tomorrow night at Citi Field in Queens, regardless, because you figure it's the first home playoff game for the Mets at Citi Field. And you have a fan base out there. They haven't seen their team playing a playoff game at home since 2006. And they're going to be riled up. They're going to be even more riled up with this coming down the pike right now. Now, I think Major League Baseball, between now and the time leading up to the start of this game, has to do something to reprimand Chase Utley, because you're looking at a guy, more than likely, he's not going to play that much in this series unless he is used as a pinch hitter in late game situations. But you figure, being that it's game three, the players will be introduced to the folks at Citi Field, and Chase Utley is going to hear more than just the normal volume of boos when he comes out to Citi Field for game number three. Remember, this is a guy that played the majority of his career with the Philadelphia Phillies, and you know there's a deep rivalry between the Mets and the Phillies, so there's no love lost between the fan base in Philadelphia and, of course, the fans in New York. I tell you like this, the Mets, they didn't handle it the way that I expected them to. So they have to do something out there in game three to get their message across. And they have to go out there and they have to fight for their guy and Ruben Tejada. Now, either things like this bring a team together or they bring them apart. And if you're the Mets, it's a situation. You got to go out there. You got to fight for your guy. But at the same time, there's no place for plays like this in Major League Baseball. MLB wants to protect the catchers. And all of that comes down from the Buster Posey incident a few years ago. And I always ask people, if it wasn't Buster Posey, if it was a no-name catcher, would MLB have gone out of their way to implement the rules that they have at home plate? If Ruben Tejada was not Ruben Tejada, and you're talking about him being Derek Jeter, Cal Ripken Jr., Ozzie Smith, somebody like that who is in Hall of Fame shortstop, what would have been the outcome of the situation last night? To me, I believe it would have been totally different. MLB and Joe Torre cannot be this ignorant to this matter, and somebody has to step up and do something about this. I mean, you look at Torre after the game, he got an earful from Mets general manager Sandy Alderson, along with assistant general manager John Rico, in the bowels of Dodger Stadium. And if you're Torre, if you want to show your face back in New York City again, especially being that you are a Brooklyn guy and you manage both the Mets and the Yankees, you need to try to stand up and do something about this. And if Torre's not going to do it, then MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has to do it. But you know what? There's a time right now. There's no place for this in baseball, especially when MLB is making such a big issue on player safety. So, folks, that's going to just about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.